Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Are they up yet? I think the parents are up. They're having this cup of coffee right now thinking, oh my gosh, it's finally here. It's finally here. Yeah.
It's exciting for the kids and for the moms because you just run out of stuff to do. Yesterday, in one final act of desperation, as the children were like, I don't want to go to school, my girlfriend and I were trying to list all the awesome days that happened at school. First day, last day, Valentine's Day, Halloween, all the great stuff that happens at school. Even you do your jump rope for heart and your Terry Fox runs and all those awesome things. And we had them convinced by the end of it that we were so proud of ourselves.
Nice work.
Like they all joined in and they were telling us about all the exciting things that happened at school, like accentuate the positive. And but it led to a flurry of questions I just was not prepared to answer. For example, how many homeworks do I get in grade one? And I was like, I don't know, buddy. You'll have to wait. And I'm not sure. Who is going to do my homeworks? I'm like, well, you are. Are you going to give me money? No.
What money for homework? What kind of world are we living in?
I know, you're right. It's this little bribery state of parenting. But no, there's lots of excitement and a little bit of anxiety. But it's going to be fine. This is what they're born to do. Learn, right?
I'm trying to remember what grade it was. I think it was grade 6. Where I got caught first day of school not expecting homework. So I guess up until then, I never got homework first day.
Right.
I think it was grade 6. And I didn't bring a bag to carry my homework home in. And I remember...
How did you take your lunch to school? Oh, you were coming home for lunch.
I didn't have to. Yeah, back in the day, let me tell you, I had the life. Went home for lunch just a few blocks away from school. And mom was there, stay-at-home mom, right? And anyway, that day, yeah, I didn't have anything to carry my books home in or the homework assignments.
You didn't have to bring your shoes or...
Indoor shoes,
or
outdoor
binders
shoes.
And pencils and books and...
He went to Catholic school. They probably provide all that for them. They're rich, you see, the Catholic boys.
What are you talking about? It was the first freaking day of school.
You're funny. I just thought every kid went with a new backpack and, you know, something kind of, no?
You didn't come from a family of 5, did you?
I was lucky, down the line.
Exactly. I was lucky to have a hand-me-down backpack. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain, too, because it's funny how you can see the marketing work in your kid's head because... My kid said, I didn't get a new backpack or a new lunch bag. And I'm like, well, that's because the backpack from and lunch bag from last year are perfectly fine. You got a new water bottle. That's what you got.
And next time your kid wants a new water bottle, just ask me. Do you know how many of those things I've collected over the years?
Oh, yeah, I should have got that. Yeah. Yes, I should have. Yes,
I'm sure. Cupboard full of them.
I'm sure he'd be so happy with one that says, you know, Mathematical Society of Waterloo Region. That will make him look smart.
Wow.
Ooh, do you have one that says Perimeter Institute? Then they'll expect big things from my kid.
I have a whiskey glass from CG.
I don't think we can do that.
No, probably not.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.